That's right.
Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast.
Usual Friday.
Hey, what is up, guys? It's Talk About It Friday, but it's not Friday. I say this all the time. And we've got a really cool guest on our show tonight. And he's a podcaster as well. And he's going to be sharing some insights of how to start up a podcast. Now, I know that a lot of people out there that want to start a podcast, but they're not quite sure what to do. So this guy is going to explain it into detail to the best of his knowledge as well. This guy has got three podcasts going, guys. He's absolutely awesome. We're going to be covering a few topics to how to start up a podcast. We're also going to be talking about his workflow as well, so you know how he's juggling three podcasts. I mean, I couldn't even do two. I can only do one. I couldn't think of any more. And we're also going to be covering as well on advice. So he's going to be giving some great insight as to starting up a podcast, to websites as well, and just really get to know this guy. He's absolutely awesome. You can check him out at www.boostboozbbq.com. I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to say it. So yeah, let's check him out, guys. Hey, Andy, it's really great for you to be on our show. And, you know, I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to interview you. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. And it's really my pleasure and my honor. I can't thank you enough for having me on and doing what you do. I'm not just a guest on today. I'm also an avid listener. I love what you're doing, brother.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, I've got so many plans in the works. I'm hoping sometime in April we're going to be having I think probably about four or five guests on one show, which is going to be absolutely awesome. It's going to be the first time I've ever done it as well, and we're going to be talking about knife crime in the UK.
Oh yeah, that's a hot button topic these days, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we're just getting a lot of it for some reason. I mean, I think you guys are getting a lot of gun crime as well, right?
You know what's funny is statistically, gun crime here is actually way down. It's just the perception that we have, you know. It's something that is going out a lot more on social media. Information is traveling faster than it ever has. But if you look at our crime statistics here in the U.S., they're actually the lowest they've been since like the 60s, late 60s.
All right. Okay. Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. It just goes to show, you know, you never really know exactly what's going on. You hear a lot about what's happening, and it really is in our face because of all the social media stuff. And I think that really changes our perception of things. You know what I mean? And it's something that I think a lot of people struggle with, and maybe we need to kind of keep in the back of our minds with a lot of this stuff, you know, kind of keep it, take it with a grain of salt, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. Yeah. So instead of us nattering on about crime, let's get straight to it. So tell us about you. You know, tell us all about you and what you do.
Well, so I have a podcast production company called Thomas Creek Digital Media, and we do mobile recording. If you're in the area where I'm at, I'm in Oregon in the U.S., and I say that like, oh yeah, I'm just in Oregon, so you know, call me up wherever. But I'm actually one of the larger states, so I'm a little bit confined to what's called the Willamette Valley. If any of your listeners or viewers know wine very well, undoubtedly they've had a wine from the Willamette Valley and haven't realized it, because we're really picking up steam here for wine, which is also one of the reasons why I do a couple of my shows. I have three shows. The two that are really, how should I put this, taking a lot of my time and attention are my food show. It's called Pardon My Fork, and it goes out every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time here in the U.S., and it can be heard all over. We've got it on all the different platforms, as well as a couple of different networks, Live 605, a new food-only network called Spoonie Radio. And we're very happy to be partnering with them, and really looking forward to the good they have going on. And I'm just getting ready. I've recorded a couple episodes. We're going to be dropping them here in the next couple of weeks, of a new show called Small Batch. And basically, like I was just talking about, the wine industry here, it's not just wine that we have. Breweries are blowing up. Distilleries are blowing up. Oregon seems to be kind of a booze mecca right now. There's a lot of creativity happening and a lot of very unique things happening. And I wanted to make a show that would kind of chronicle a lot of that, you know. And so we are starting a new show called Small Batch. It is going to be exclusively through the Spoonie Radio Network to begin with. And then probably a couple months down the road, I'll be able to start archiving them in all of the same podcatchers where people can catch your show.
That's absolutely awesome. I mean, how do you find the time to do all of that? I mean, that is quite a lot on your plate.
I'll tell you, man, time is an issue. time is a real issue. Last week was a weird one for me because I ended up getting the flu out of nowhere. I don't get sick a lot. That was probably the first time I'd gotten sick in, I don't know, 18 months, but it was a doozy. I had a fever for 3 days, and, you know, the days leading up to and the days leading after, everybody knows when you get something like that, it just really wipes you out. And I'll tell you what, man, doing what I do, I felt like I was staying above water. You know, I felt like I had my head and shoulders still above the mud, but I got really, really far behind with all this stuff. And so now I'm playing catch up, but you know, it's a lot of time management is what it really comes down to. The calendar on my phone has become not just something for making appointments, but also kind of, you know, scheduling my day out, giving me kind of time goals to shoot for. I produce several daily podcasts for clients right now. And you know, that's one of those things where I have my morning routine every single morning. I'm up at 5. I go out. I tend to our ducks and chickens. We got a whole mess of them.
Wow.
Sure, the animals are all taken care of. Go ahead and get back into the kitchen, start the coffee, start the breakfast. My wife is a doctor. She works long hours. And so I always want to make sure that I'm taking or I'm prioritizing my time in the morning, making sure that I can make her kind of, I call it the transition into the day, because she's not a morning person. Transition a little bit easier on her, you know. And but boy, talking about being sick, by the way, she was, I think yesterday,
wow,
she said, hey, how are you feeling? What do you think? Am I going to get like all my morning stuff from you, or do I need to wake up?
I usually go for the coffee first before anything else.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what, man, that brisk morning air, that does it for me, buddy.
Wow. I might try that first. I'll start tomorrow.
I recently switched to black tea. I'm actually drinking a little bit of English breakfast right now. But I'm going to go back on the coffee at some point. I just, you know, you got to change it up once in a while. I'm always trying to be really aware of what's going on with my body. I'm not fit or anything. I just know that if I don't take care of myself, then sitting in front of my computer for 6 or 7 hours is not going to do me any good either.
No, absolutely. Wow. So tell us a little bit about the mobile recording that you do.
Oh, it's brilliant. It really is. I never thought it would become a thing, but I get incredibly good results out of what I do. And, you know, a lot of it comes down to, let's say, the situation that I'm recording in. You know, I've recorded in big open, think of like a gymnasium, you know, nothing but just solid concrete, tall walls, tall ceiling. There's just nothing but echo and nothing but mic bleed is what that's called. It's when your other microphones are picking up the voices of someone that's not talking into that microphone. And that's oftentimes what causes a lot of that echo effect. If you've got multiple microphones people are talking into and you kind of hear this echo, a lot of times that's why. It's called mic bleed. And I have kind of, I don't know, I've really tried a lot of different things. I've narrowed my equipment down. Praise the Lord for Amazon Prime and them just letting me send whatever I want back within 14 days. Like, I do a lot of equipment testing that way. And it helped me narrow down exactly what I felt like I needed, what worked best for me. And so really, I have a very basic mobile setup now. I have a Zoom H6, which any of your listeners that want to go and check that out, that's just what it's called. It's called a Zoom H6. It can record up to six XLR microphones. I have microphones that are dynamic. They only pick up what's directly in front of them. Hmm. And I'll tell you what, Wayne, that's a big thing. A lot of people that are just starting out in podcasting or vocal recording, they don't really know exactly what to do. The first thing they'll do is they'll type into Google, starting a podcast, what do I need? And all of the lists to start off with, they all say, oh, you have to go out and get yourself like a Blue Yeti condenser microphone,
cardioid
microphone. Go out and get yourself something that, you know, you talk, instead of talking into the front of, you kind of like talk at it. You know, all of the recommendations are those. And it's funny because anytime I have a client that's starting from nothing and they want to talk to me about what equipment should I get, I always tell them, do not get any of that stuff. Those microphones that are $200, save your money. Don't get those. Get yourself a good mic stand, something that gets it up off your desk so your hands are free. Get yourself a dynamic mic, something that only picks up what's right in front of it.
Absolutely.
And your recordings are going to just sound way better. You know, yeah. You and I had this discussion. You have a really nice little voice isolation booth set up now. And your recordings sound incredible now. But you remember how it was when you first started out, right?
Oh, cool. So I remember when I brought a toner from eBay. And I only paid £20 for it. And it got me on my feet. You know, I started doing my thing. I enjoyed it. And I thought, you know what? Okay, I want to sound a little bit better. So I'm just going to go and spend just a little bit more. And honestly, I only paid altogether, I think, £30 for this new mic. And that is it. I don't need any additional things. I just use some system software, you know, which is, you know, open source. So, yeah.
Yes. See, that's what I'm talking about. But it's knowing the right equipment to get, right? If you hadn't had that kind of experimentation with the first mic, just kind of the trial and error, you wouldn't really know exactly what you were looking for, right?
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
And so one of the things that I really like about what I do, and I shouldn't say pride myself on, but I always encourage people to reach out to me, is should they have any questions about that, like what should I get? You know, it's all my opinions. You talk to other people, they're going to tell you other things. You're going to have listeners that 100% disagree with me. They're going to be like, I have a Blue Yeti. I think it sounds great. It does everything I need it to. And that's fine. That's great. But a lot of times it comes back down to, you know, situationally. If you know anything about sound, but you've never recorded before and you buy yourself a cardioid mic, but you know that you're going to be recording like in your walk-in closet and you're going to drape a blanket over the door.
Absolutely.
That's something entirely different from someone that's recording at their dining room table in a tiled kitchen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we got to take those things into account when we're talking about vocal recording. And that's something that I like helping people with, because I always like seeing people accomplish more than what they thought they'd be able to do to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to take a short a break just so we can run through adverts.
Did you know Ask Me UK help hundreds of thousands of people with their expert advice and support? Ask Me UK funded world-class asthma research to better asthma treatment. Ask Me UK campaigned to improve the quality of care received by people with asthma. Let's stop unfair asthma by donating today at www.wayneclark.online. Let's all make a difference by donating to Asthma UK today.
Right, so welcome back. So, yeah, you know, this is absolutely great value that you're giving us, especially for people that want to start out a podcast as well. So how long have you actually been doing it? You know, I think it was what was your first ever podcast?
So I started a little over a year ago with Boost Booze and Barbecue. And that was just an easy one. It was actually supposed to be a variety show with a friend of mine. I have had a hard time keeping a regular co-host on, and not through any fault of theirs. Hmm. It's just we're all professional people. I mean, that's the thing. When you have someone that you want to be able to do something like this with, unless they're doing it for a living, which I am, they're not going to have the same kind of time that you are, you know. Hmm. And at a certain point, the scheduling conflicts just are too how should I put this and make it not, I don't want to sound rude, you know, by saying that, oh, there was some interpersonal problem or something. All I'm talking about is just sometimes it's like, hey, we're going into these house projects. I'm not going to be able to do any recordings for a while. You know, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just life stuff, right? Another one of my co-hosts had a second child and was just like, listen, I got an infant now. I don't have time. And that's totally fine. You know, I totally get it. But it's one of those weird things where my very first show was supposed to be this variety show. And now it's a guest show, but it was never really formatted for that. So I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen with all of that. We're still trying to bring really high quality content there. But, you know, my other shows that I've now started as a piggyback off of that, they have really started picking up steam a lot faster. I was kind of a sound guy for a long time. I mean, I know my way around the software and I had the mixing board and some stuff like that. Like, I have fun with this stuff, but I was never really doing a whole lot with it. I hate to say this, Wayne, this is going to sound awful, but I was waiting for someone else to start their podcast. And that way I could just piggyback off of them.
Yeah.
I didn't have the initiative. And we all know that's not a good way to live your life, you know?
No, that's it. I remember when I first started out, I was getting, so many guests on. But when I started keeping it to Fridays, I was like, oh, I can't wait until Friday. Because, you know, I love doing this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I ain't got nothing to do, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to, you know, try and call someone on to maybe do a Saturday show or a Sunday show, even though it's called Talk About It Friday, but there is, we call it a Sunday special or a Saturday special.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've done some of the live stream stuff. You've got a great green screen set up. I have a green screen set up. I have kind of been playing around with the live stream. So my Facebook pages are really easy to find. Like, the first one is just Boost Booze BBQ at Facebook, and Pardon My Fork at Pardon My Fork on Facebook, and then the Small Batch Podcast. We haven't launched that yet, but it's just going to be Small Batch Podcast. And so I try to keep everything very easy for people to find. And that's what you've done, of course, with Talk About It Friday. It's easy for people to just go out and find it. So yeah, I'm with you there. We're simpatico on that.
Absolutely. So what would you say that you do in your spare time when you've got no podcast to do? Or is it something that you've always got going on?
Oh man, in my spare time, I'm trying to learn how to do website stuff.
Okay.
I'm trying to learn how to leverage social media for better marketing. We live in a fixer-upper home here. Our house was built in 1940.
Wow.
And, you know, it's during the whole World War II era. And so it was perhaps not built with the highest craftsman quality, if you know what I mean. And so it's a bit of a fixer-upper. We bought it. It's livable the way it is, but we've done quite a bit. I've installed new floors. Some walls have been taken down and put back up, and painting and baseboards and, you know, all that. I grew up in a family that did a lot of remodeling. We would buy these old homes, remodel them, flip them for a profit. And so I know how to do a lot of that. And I guess you could say that's what I do in my spare time. Whenever people normally ask me, do you have spare time? I just say no. But, you know, that's where it lands. And a lot of times that's where my phone calendar kind of comes in handy. You know, I can look at it. It'll give me a reminder, like, you said an hour from now you were going to start on recalking the bathtub, you know. And so I'll have to kind of wind up what I'm doing on my computer and then go and start that project. And so it's a lot of time management stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can understand that. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, you lead a busy life then.
Yeah, it's been very busy. When I quit my job, I had the option of either quitting or in 8 days being fired.
I love that.
We're going through a downsizing. I was working for a place that doesn't believe in giving their employees unemployment checks. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
Here in the U.S., if you get laid off, quote unquote. And it's not really the U.S. We go, a lot of people don't realize we go state by state. We don't really, I mean, of course, we have our federal government that everybody looks at, but all of our laws are very different state by state. So in Oregon, they're really tight on unemployment payments. And if they, quote unquote, fire you, that disqualifies you from unemployment. And so lots of long conversations with my wife, and she finally just said, hey, you've got one show that's sponsored. They're talking about getting a second show up and running. You know, you've already got a couple of clients on the side that pay you, you know, a little bit of money here and there. Let's just call it a wash. The house needs all kinds of fixed up, and you need to get your business up and going anyways. And so I just took the plunge, and, you know, here we are.
Wow.
I wish this was a better success story. I wish I could be like, and no, I'm a millionaire, but we're not quite sure yet. It's a little too soon.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully one day, eh?
Yes. Give me another year or two.
Yeah. So, honestly, it's been a great pleasure for you to be on the show. And, you know, I urge everyone to go check him out, and do check out the description as well, because all of his links are there. So if there's any advice that you would give someone that wanted to start a podcast, what would you give? What advice would you give them?
Honestly, my very first advice would be to go on Facebook. At Thomas Creek Digital Media is where you can find me, and just ask me a question. I won't try to sell you anything. I genuinely, truly want to help your listeners start a podcast. They can buy services from me. They can hold off on services from me, but all of my advice is free, and I really want to help them out with that. That's my first piece of advice. Second piece of advice is, understand that you're going to be buying things that will not work 100% the way you want them to. So be very ready and willing to either purchase more or send that back and try something different. This is all trial and error. There are tons of different microphones. And the reason why there are tons of different microphones is because everyone has their own opinion of a microphone and what makes them sound best. So keep that in the back of your mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I really appreciate you coming on the show, bro. And I'll catch up with you after the show.
Wayne, I can't thank you enough, my friend.
You're welcome. And take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are on air. It's Talk About It Friday.